This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, by the Wounded Warrior Project, and by Ondas Holdings, LLC.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, you know, you don't usually start off your morning talking to a Purple Heart recipient, but it's just one of those great days. Oh, it's so good. And there's some great news about this National Purple Heart Honor Mission. We got a board member of the National Purple Heart Honor Mission with us, Colonel Hugh Robinson. Colonel, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you, Randy, for having us.
Hey, thank you so much for being here. And before we get to the Purple Heart recipient that we're talking about, talk a little bit about what you guys are up to there at the mission. There's a lot going on, right?
Oh, there is a lot going on, and it's been a tremendous opportunity. As I mentioned to you before we came on the air, that I got asked to be a board member this past spring, so I have not been associated with the National Purple Heart Mission too long, but I tell you what, there's a lot of activity that's going on, and I'm proud to be a part of it. We've been, the mission itself has been in existence since about 1997, and during that time frame, you know, we've got a Purple Heart commemorative stamp commissioned through the Postal Service, and a Purple Heart commemorative coin issued by the U.S. Mint. Those are just two of the things that we've done. And then biannually, we do a Patriot mission. And the Patriot mission, we fly to West Point Purple Heart recipients from around the United States.
Wow.
And it is just a tremendous day, tremendous honor to see them, to hear their stories. And then what we're working on right now is the National Education and Tribute Center. It's a mobile education tribute center, I should add, that will go around from state to state, because many folks don't have the opportunity to get up to New Windsor, New York, to actually see the museum. So this will be a museum mobile going around the United States to tell the stories, of folks like Ed O'Neill, who you've got on the line, and to actually, at that point, in some instances, to capture their stories. So yeah. It gives a lot of capabilities in this mobile tribute center.
Yeah, what a great idea that is, too, Colonel. We're talking to Colonel Hugh Robinson here on the National Defense National Purple Heart Honor Mission board member. And to have that education piece is so important because, you know, as you and I know, they don't teach a lot of that in school anymore. And so for the younger generation to find out exactly how important that situation is with a Purple Heart recipient, what their accommodation was, and what they've gone through and done for our country. It's just so, it's so vitally important. So thank you guys for doing that. That's great.
It's been an honor and a pleasure to be able to pull this together and then make it happen.
Yeah, and just all over the country, people will understand what kind of person it takes to be a Purple Heart recipient, like Lieutenant Colonel Ed O'Neill, who joins us here on the National Defense as a Purple Heart recipient. Lieutenant Colonel, how are you?
Great. Just glad to be here and to help out.
Well, thank you so much, first of all, both of you, for your service, obviously. And, you know, I've interviewed a lot of Purple Heart recipients. I've been honored to interview a bunch of them over the time I've been doing the show. And I got to say, it's just amazing to me, once you read, and in your case, Ed, you know, how you received your Purple Heart. And I bet you would tell me the same thing that the rest of the Purple Heart recipients tell me, is that just doing your job.
That's exactly right. And that's what's so incredible about this experience. So the Colonel mentioned the Purple Heart Patriot Project mission. I was able to go up and participate in this 2 years ago. And what an amazing experience to be with Purple Heart recipients from World War II, Korea, Somalia, Vietnam, you know, Desert Storm, Desert Shield,
wow.
OIF, OEF, and you realize that service and sacrifice transcends generations. And the men and women who served, you know, whether they were drafted or volunteered, were willing to sacrifice, and just amazing to be with these people, hear their stories, and be a part of that experience. And for many of them, it was the largest thank you that they ever experienced. And I think the welcome home was powerful and life-changing for a lot of people.
Oh, I think you're right. We're talking to Lieutenant Colonel Ed O'Neill here on the National Defense Purple Heart recipient, and in 2023 was the Purple Heart Patriot Project mission honoree. So that had to be very special for you.
Absolutely. And just the experience of meeting these people. And if I can just talk about one of them, there was a Marine who in 1968 was wounded in Vietnam, and his life was saved by a Navy corpsman. And he talked about so much that he would like to be able to thank this man who saved his life, you know, so many years ago. And there's stories like that, and it's really interesting. And I'm hoping that this traveling tribute and education center will help also connect people who have had these experiences, and as it travels around the country, telling these stories.
And speaking of stories, I just want to take just a second to tell your story, Ed. In May 2004, Ed, serving at the Oasis compound, Saudi Arabia, when the location was attacked by Al-Qaeda insurgents, and you were wounded while leading a group of four people, one other Air Force officer, three international civilian workers during an attempt to escape the compound under darkness. While making their way through a courtyard between two large buildings, the group came under automatic weapons fire from an insurgent armed with an AK-47. You and other Air Force officer, both wounded. You're rescued several hours later, but you were hit five times by ricocheting rounds, and the attack claimed the lives of 21 people. Along with the Purple Heart, you were awarded the Bronze Star, Valor Device, the United Nations Medal. And I mean, it's just incredible to read something like that, Ed. And I have to ask you also, I went to a thing last year that was sponsored by Ford, and it was the Ford, it was just outside of Austin, and it was the Ford Bronco Off Rodeo. And so you get in these Broncos and you drive them over boulders and all kinds of things. And so we were put in groups of threes. I was in charge of two Purple Heart recipients. And so we had to decide who was going to drive first, and they both pointed at me immediately. And I said, oh, no pressure, huh? I mean, I've got two Purple Heart recipients in the back seat, and I'm, you know, driving this Bronco. But what struck me, Ed, was, and they had known each other, I guess, for a little while. And I just wonder if you felt like this when you were on your trip with other Purple Heart recipients. There's just such a camaraderie and a special bond, even over and above a military bond, that goes with being a Purple Heart recipient. I could see that in these two people. They just had a, I don't know, it was just some kind of a definite connection that went over and above their military service. Did you get that feeling?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, even if someone served, you know, 20 years before I did, you know, in just a few moments, there's a bond, there's a camaraderie, there's a shared experience that bonds us together. And what you'll find is these are ordinary people who have been put in circumstances that require something extraordinary. And I think we all do this, and we're humbled mostly because the people who were received this award posthumously, you know, the ones who can't be here today. Sure. And we think about that, and, you know, almost 2 million people have been awarded the Purple Heart in our nation's conflicts, and it has touched a lot of families and a lot of individuals, and lives are changed because of it.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, and everybody should know about it. So that's why I'm so excited about this. Colonel Robinson, now everybody can get more information at purpleheartmission.org. Is that correct?
That is correct. And I tell you, there's a huge groundswell and a tremendous interest from communities and elected officials, veterans organizations. We've been working with the Department of Veterans, with the Veterans Administration and other groups that really want to get this moving salute to service to their community. So anyone that's interested to learn more about our work and then to donate can go to that website that you mentioned, purpleheartmission.org.
Yeah, you know, it's very interesting to see when those communities, like you're talking about. I just attended one, a celebration of the Vietnam veterans. And they had brought in this really small town. We're based in Kansas City, and this really small town called Buckner, Missouri. These guys that were veterans fought for them to bring the Vietnam Wall to this small community. And they said they pestered them long enough to they finally agreed to do it. And when you saw that wall set up, and all of these different people from the community are checking it out, it was kind of amazing to see them looking at this, a lot of them, you know, for the very first time. But I know exactly what you're talking about, Colonel, about just the education piece and then also the admiration and importance that they maybe all of a sudden for the first time in life understand what service is all about.
That's exactly right. And some of these individuals, Purple Heart recipients included, may not get the opportunity to get up to New York to actually go through the museum. So it's a tremendous opportunity to be able to take this to their local community and have them see and hear the stories of these heroes.
Absolutely. And I would encourage everybody to go to purpleheartmission.org. Colonel Robinson, Lieutenant Colonel, thank you so much for the time. Thank you, obviously, for your service. And let's get this thing going, huh?
Absolutely. And appreciate you having us on.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Anytime. It is definitely my honor. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Sea monsters have taken over Turtle Bay Museum from the American Museum of Natural History and circulated by the Smithsonian. Sea Monsters Unearthed explores how fossils contribute to our global understanding of the planet's past, featuring large-scale skeletons and interactive displays for all ages, offering a new perspective on the ancient world. Sea Monsters Unearthed at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading, now through January 11th. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic. Wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf, these cigars are jam-packed with lush, hearty Nicaraguan tobacco, rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, man, this is an exciting story. I love this story. The Army is launching an initiative to modernize its dining facilities. What? The Army modernizing something? What's going on? they're going into campus-style spaces with flexible seating, diverse food stations, extended hours, and integrated technology that better meets the needs of today's service members. And a company called Janssen, a women-owned small business, will lead this transformation together with Compass Group at five of the Army's largest bases, Fort Bragg, Fort Stewart, Fort Carson, Fort Hood, and Fort Drum. And this is so cool. Janssen CEO Janet Shahaki is with us here on the National Defense. Janet, how are you?
Hey, great to be with you. Thank you so much, Randy.
And now that I know that you're from the South, from my neck of the woods near Knoxville, Tennessee, you must be good people.
You know what? Anybody that loves good old-fashioned biscuits and gravy, that's good people. I can assure you that.
I interviewed Gary Sinise the other day. They just moved their facility, their headquarters, to Nashville. And I asked Gary, I said, how close are you to a crystal? And he said, a what? And I said,
oh, that's so funny.
I said, are you kidding me? I said, a crystal hamburger. How close?
Yeah, you got to buy 25 of them.
Oh, my gosh. It never hurt. I said, number one, as soon as you get off the phone, you got to go to a crystal. I mean,
I love it.
Yeah, it's good. Hey, congratulations on this entire deal. This is fantastic. Tell me a little bit about your company and when you guys got started.
Yeah, well, let me first and foremost say our prime is Compass Group. What a superior company, right? You got the world's largest food service company who actually has an in-house design and a very impressive in-house design capability. So, love that. Never had even heard of Compass. But what we did is we're working on a dining facility over, in Europe for the Army. And I had heard that there were these site visits going on, Hood, all the others, as you mentioned. And so I told one of my guys, I said, get on the plane. You got to go and meet the pavement, talk to people. And so, Donna Turner, who's the vice president of military programs for Compass Group, phenomenal individual. And so in any event, before long, some of these companies, the ones like Aramark, Compass Group, they're like, hey, we're pretty impressed with what you guys do. Because what we do is unique. What we do is custom. I believe in the one size fits all. So if you're going to be Fort Bragg, and you're going to go in there. Now, Thomas Group is going to do all the great job of all the Tampa-style dining. That's their expertise, right? So anything regarding the healthy food and the soldier as an athlete options and the grab-and-go, that's all what they do. What we do is we do all of the design, general contracting, and the renovation. Now, why did they choose us? Because they realized, wait a minute, what this company does, that the way that we take a space and we missionize it and we modernize it to whereby it brings that. I loved what Donna said. She goes, you guys really know how to pull out the esprit de corps. And that's what we do. So if you're Brad, I want you to go in there and I want you to be inspired. I want it to inspire our. I want you to feel like, ugh, I'm at the home of the 82nd. Or if you're going out to Fort Hood, all right, let's, how do we bring through the feeling of third, the impact and the mission of Third Corps? At the same time, let's think about where the point of sale system needs to be, because where it needed to be then maybe isn't where it needs to be now. How do we increase capacity and still make it more comfortable than the soldiers have it right now? How do we improve the lighting? Because I mean, Randy, it's really no different than what you see in the hospitality doing in Spain right now, which is people have an expectation. And you know what? It's a reasonable expectation. That they want to walk in, it's clean, it's modernized,
yeah,
it's up to date. And so, and what I love about what we do is that it doesn't cost you, you know, what we do is, it's affordable and it doesn't cost you an arm and a leg to get it done. And I am convinced that by the time our spaces are done, the soldiers walk out refreshed, recharged, and the bottom line is got to help drive readiness. So
right.
But everything we do is custom to that place. We will not make Bragg will not look like Stewart.
Hey, Janet, you know what I love about what you just said? It reminds me, I'm sure you're familiar with Fisher House.
Oh, 100%.
Okay, so that's exactly the mindset of Fisher House. When they build these 16 suite
yep.
Fisher Houses, and they've got
yep.
over 100 now, they make them a part of the community, and they designed each one totally separate, totally different, but they cater to exactly what you're talking about. The feel's got to be unlike anything else. It's got to be, you know, like you said, Fort Carson's got to be Fort Carson. Fort Drum's got to be Fort Drum. But you never answer my question about your company. When did you start your company?
Well, I had to put the credit where it needed to go first. So.
Okay, no, I appreciate
Yeah. So here we are going almost 30 years. Started it back in 1998. But we broke into DOD back in about 2006. So keep in mind, I'm not former military. But
that was my next question.
Yep. My dream, my passion was always to say, how can we help them tell their story better? So in our view, whether it was our first hats off to the greatest, one of the greatest generals our Army ever produced, which was General Ann Dunwoody, who allowed us to take the AMC headquarters back in 2010, and we used the building as a canvas for reflecting your strategy. We use your building as a canvas for telling a story. We're going to do all the, you know, all the GC work and all the architecture, all the interior design things. But if you can't tell their story,
right.
whether in AMC's case, whether it was how they've driven sustainment, for years to the Army as the logistics arm, or at the time what they were calling Army Forces Generation and all of that sort of stuff, to leading it forward to the foxhole. What will the future of sustainment need mm-hmm. to be like? And when we're done in our buildings, our spaces are very, very unique. You know, we just finished a space over at 21st TSC over there in K-Town in Germany. We're wrapping up a beautiful project we're doing at MCOM Europe headquarters over there in Wiesbaden.
Oh, cool.
But here's the thing. You got to leave it better than when you got it.
Yeah.
And that's what we do.
As veterans, life can often feel like it gives us little control, spinning us through moments of turmoil and peace, companionship and loneliness. But with each challenge, we come closer to finding our place, out of darkness and into light. When it feels like your world is moving too quickly, you're not alone. VA is standing by. Explore mental health resources and treatments for veterans at mentalhealth.va.gov.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides. With an outbreak of peace in the Middle East, we ask what structures are in place to ensure that war does not reignite and whether there are any lessons from the past that can be suitably applied. All this on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
That Friday feeling is more than just a day of the week. It's the sight of a full plate and the promise of more to come. It's Black Bear Diner's all-you-can-eat Friday fish fry. Get your fill of crispy, hand-breaded pollock fillets with fries, our famous hush puppies, and house-made coleslaw. Starts at 4 p.m. every Friday at Black Bear Diner. Come hungry, bring the family, and enjoy a tradition you can count on.
Black Bear Diner.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
To Janet Shahaki here on the National Defense CEO of Janssen. They've got this beautiful idea and a mission that they're going after to redesign the Army's dining facilities. And it's a women-owned business, which I loved. But it's also, and we talked to, you know, I know you're getting ready to go to AUSA. We were there last year, and we've talked to a lot of defense contractors and multi-billion-dollar overseas contracts, and then there's you. And
right?
I love that. I love it.
I do too. I do too. And this is what I love about the opportunity with Compass, because here you have the world's largest. They're like a $25 billion company. They didn't need us, but you know what? They said, they didn't think they needed us. Let me change my narrative. They said,
they could have had anybody.
They could have had anybody.
Yeah.
We were the sole partner for all the design and all the renovation. They said what they have done and what they've done for, I mean, we've done a ton of Army commands. And here's the thing. You've got to know how to treat the Army logo. You've got to understand the Army branding guidelines. You've got to understand, industrial design and interior design. But if you don't understand the mission, you've got no business designing these places.
Yeah.
And that's what my team and I do. It's like, you got to go in and you've got to unpack what 21st does. You got to go unpack what soldier lethality did. So let me give you an example. Speaking of soldier lethality, so we were up there years ago at Picatinny, and, you know, we're looking at the firearms and the equipment. We're like, this is crazy. This is amazing. How do we make this long hallway just really reflect the sniper rifles and the handguns and the weapons that they use? And all that stuff inspired us. So when we show them the design, and I will tell you this, God's honest truth, because I can't lie, I put my hand on the Bible. We had about a 98% first-time product acceptance rate. When we're coming in with our concept, I'm not kidding you, man. Clients look at us and say, how did you get it? Because we fell in love with your story.
Wow.
Because you can go hire an interior designer. This is not – you have to take those elements and you have to missionize it. And the space has to become unique. And so – yeah, that was a great. Now we got two more buildings. We just got up there. Picatinny Joint Services, PL Joint Services. All the they're under the big PEO, JPEO for ammunition. And then we just picked up PMS up there, and big buildings. Because here's the deal: our soldiers and the civilians and the working contractors, they deserve to be working in spaces that are fit for today. Most of these places were built back in the industrial age. And I got to be honest with you, Randy, you couldn't pay me to work in some of these places.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's horrible. Horrible.
That's what I was talking about in the beginning here, Janet. I mean, any kind of modernization of the military, it's like, yeah, I mean, it's turning around a battleship, right? So it takes a while. And it, even like you talk to defense contractors, they've got a drone that's ready to go today. Well, it'll be approved in 3 years and it'll be obsolete.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's just so much of that. So that's what is exciting to me about this. I was just at Fort Leavenworth in Kansas.
Okay.
And I mean, there is something to the fact that it is one of the oldest bases in the country. And that's great that you have a building from 1861. That's fantastic. And I love that history. But like you're talking about, I don't want to eat in there.
No. And we've, speaking of which, so you've got a lot of historic buildings up at Rock Island. And we've worked up there before when our dear buddy, General Ed Daley, when he was a 2-star general, you know, when he was a major general, we did the Army Sustainment Headquarters up there, old historic buildings. So you've got to understand all the historic guidelines. But here's the thing, you inspire your workforce. You motivate them. It says we're investing in you. You want to drive collaboration, innovation. You want to drive efficiency. Even the work space layout. So here's the best part. Like this DFAC we're doing over in Europe right now, we increased capacity by 40%, made it better, brighter, smarter layout, increased your capacity, and you didn't have to build a new space. Work with what you have.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Well,
here's the other thing. Yeah, go ahead.
I just wondered about that. I wondered about, you know, do you take up space? Do you increase space? Do you leave it the same? I mean, to make it more efficient and more beautiful transformative, that's incredible.
It is, but, you know, to go about it the smart way, to whereby we're not just putting lipstick on a pig, you've got to really understand their intent. And because you've got to optimize your design for the strategic intent. The commands, the customers rarely tell us exactly what they are designing or have in their mind because they don't know. But what they do know is this. They know their strategic intent. They know their mission objective. So we need to hear that, unpack it, and then from there, we do what we do best. And, you know, it's a God-given talent. It's not anything. It's what we do. It's what we love to do. And you can probably tell by the way I am. I'm a very passionate person. My team is driven by that. Here's the deal. I think one of the reasons our design concepts are so strong and they're so enduring and we don't show them until we love them is because it's just that. We have such a process at Janssen whereby it doesn't go to when we say, that's it. because we've listened to them, we've read their stuff, we've asked the tough questions, we've done a narrative layout, we've looked at where are we talking about the soldiers as an athlete, where are we talking about this, where are we going to talk about, you know, lethality and force readiness. There, is it digital, is it static, is it this, is it that? How do we maximize this workspace area to whereby every day your workforce wants to come in and say, you know what? I love being here. Because let's be honest, Randy, a lot of people got comfortable working from home during COVID.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It kind of boggles my mind too, Janet, that the people that love working from home, when they had to go back to work, they didn't love it so much. But to your point, and I love lipstick on a pig, because you don't get between a Tennessee woman and her mission.
But, well, I was born in Virginia, but my mother was from Tennessee, and every summer we spent down there, and I learned my fair share of you know, if you don't believe a little orange somewhere, something's wrong in my family. But but here's the deal: my mother taught me hard work. My whole team, it's whether it's the guys over in Europe, the guys here. We have an office at the in-house fabrication facility in Atlanta. Here's the thing: you have to know what you're motivated by.
Yep.
And if you don't know what you're motivated by, then you're just putting lipstick on paper, you're just putting carpet down, paint on the walls. You have to be motivated by the mission. And I think with the mission of our warfighters and the mission, that's what motivated us. I wanted to go after the dining facility contract because I knew from the renovation and the design standpoint, nobody could do it better than Janssen. I was very humbled.
That is great.
That the Compass Groups of the world, that the Aramarks of the world, that they came and said, we want to talk. Now, we eventually chose going with Compass, and just really praying that they would win, and they did win. And I'm not surprised. They're led by Donna Turner's doing a great job, you know, as they're entering into this military market. She's a great customer to work for.
Have you been to the AUSA before?
16 times.
Oh, wow. Okay. I was going to tell
it's
you.
It's on steroids.
I was just going to say, you know, wear some comfortable shoes.
I know.
That was our first entree last year for that, and we were there for the
entire thing. Serious?
Oh, wow. Man. And, yes, I mean, I was blown away, and I was also, I worked the hardest I had in, 30 years. I mean,
you have 40,000 people show up.
Yeah. They're just everywhere.
It's massive.
Seeing everything, and it also, and I don't know if you get this feeling, Janet, but it just made me so proud. It just made me so proud of our country. I mean, to see that and to know that, hey, these guys are on our side.
Well, they are, and you've got some of the best equipment in the world, because it starts with the best people in the world, and it's an honor for Janssen. I love the fact that we were not chosen because we were a woman-owned small business. I'm thankful we weren't chosen. We were chosen because we were the right company. We just happened to be a woman-owned, and I will say woman-owned and managed. I'm 100% shareholder at Janssen. I know every project like the back of my hand. Some call it micromanagement. I call it passion.
Hey, listen, I love your passion. I love it. It's so good. Where could people, if they wanted to find out more about Janssen, where do they go?
Yeah, I love it. Business Online. Our new website will be up in about 2 months, but currently go to janssencom.com, JanssenCom.com. Also follow me on LinkedIn, follow Janssen on LinkedIn. We're having a great, very nice reception suite while at AUSA. But this is a wonderful market to work in, and I think it's a great time to be supporting the defense industry.
I would follow you anywhere. Janet Jahnke, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, sir.
What you're doing for our military. We'll be right back here on the National Defense. Every town's got its heroes, veterans, firefighters, EMTs, police officers, the folks who show up when it matters most. Tractor Supply calls them hometown heroes. Verified hometown heroes receive exclusive Neighbors Club perks like 2% back on every purchase, free trailer rentals, same-day delivery, and special discounts on hero holidays like July 4th and Veterans Day. It's easy to join. Just sign up for Neighbors Club and verify through ID.me. The benefits kick in automatically. Learn more at TractorSupply.com/hometownheroes.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So, ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Since 2003, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans adjust back to civilian life. Through specialized programs, they begin healing their bodies and minds while regaining a sense of camaraderie. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Let's face it, Gavin Newsom and Sacramento took our money. And worse, Redding City Council wasted it. They spend billions on projects that don't help us. Meanwhile, our roads are crumbling, fire response times are too slow, taxpayers pay the price. It's time for us to take back local control. Measure A keeps every dime right here where we can watch it. Not one penny goes to Gavin Newsom, and city politicians can't mess it up. Here's what Measure A does for us. Builds Fire Station 9, helping to lower our home insurance costs. Fixes our local roads, saving drivers up to $2,000 a year on gas and repairs. If we don't pass it, we risk losing 3 fire stations. Roads will crumble and 911 calls can go unanswered. But by voting yes, we get a Citizens Oversight Committee, independent from City Council, mandatory annual audits, and a ban on moving money without a vote of the people. This protects us from the politicians' wasteful ways. Measure A, endorsed by local taxpayers, homeowners, and business leaders. Let's take control back. Vote yes on Measure A. Paid for by Citizens for a Better Reading. Yes on Measure A.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Get connected to what's happening in Shasta County. Tune in to KCNR, the Shasta Live Show. Your weekly dose of local business, community buzz, and dining discoveries. Join the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Reading Buzz, and Eat Shasta every Monday night from 6:05 to 7 p.m. Can't catch it live? No problem. Listen to the archives anytime at KCNR1460.com. KCNR and the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, your community connection.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Recipes from around the country from 1948 to 1980, but that's a topic for a different day.
It is, but and before I forget, I want to make sure to remind people a couple of times, give us the address for your online archives that you guys have done such a great job putting together. And
The archives is called the FordHeritageVault.com, and there's over 21,000 items in it. We're going to do another release in November, around November 8th, another 1,500 or so images of different vehicles. And you can get a picture of almost every Ford product ever made, as well as brochures on all of our cars and the Ford Times magazine. So if you want to go find those recipes, they would be available within the Ford Heritage Vault, which, you know, it's a labor of love. My team, every single day, we catalog more things and we add more things to the vault. So that, you know, making them available for everybody out there.
Heavy on the word labor and love as well. But, you know, it's not when you, if you haven't been online and seen this collection, it'll become very apparent what Ted's talking about. Like, it's just the dearth of stuff that you've got is really impressive. But you are here to talk today about a super exciting auction
going on this weekend. I could tee it up, but I mean, no one knows the stuff better than you, Ted. So tell us what, if my wife clears something on the credit card, I might be able to purchase this weekend.
Well, we're going to be auctioning up a 2006 Ford GT, and this is a special one. This is the Heritage Edition. So the quick overview on the GT program, yes, it won at Le Mans in the 60s. If you've seen Ford versus Ferrari, you know what the GTs are, but we brought it back in 2005 and 2006, and we only made 4,000 of them. The second year, as it's being phased out, it was a two-year program, we offered the special Heritage Edition, which was a $13,000 add-on, but you could get it painted in the famous blue and orange Gulf livery.
Mm-hmm.
And we only made 340-ish of those, and we're offering production unit number 3. In other words, the third one that was done, and the Gulf livery will be auctioned off on Saturday at Barrett Jackson Auctions. Now, I've got to say, we have 500 vehicles in the fleet, and we knew from the very beginning when we established it that we had duplicates. We have amazing cars, but I have Heritage Edition number 1 and number 2. I don't need number 3 to tell that story.
That was my next question. Like, where's 1 and 2 at?
one and two we have, and we're keeping those. So those are important. The other thing is, Nate, every single penny from the sale will go to support the fleet. You know, it's expensive to keep these old cars. Sure. And, you know, if I'm going to, like, the first thing I'm doing is I'm getting 3 GTs from the Ford of England fleet up and running and running shape, one of it which actually raced at Le Mans in 1967.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to take it back to Le Mans next year for the 60th anniversary of our victory over Ferrari. So, you know, the money that we raise will then be used to keep the rest of the fleet up and running. There's some other duplicates that we'll be selling over the years, but this is the first, and we made it a special one.
Well, being the first, I mean, I was a little shocked to see that you guys were selling something out of it, but it makes sense if you've got number 1 and number 2. Is obviously a number 1 model rolling off the line is super valuable, but I was talking to a car collector at one point, and he told me if you can somehow identify, which is the biggest problem, and then find the last one to roll off, that those are super valuable. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, that would be, and we know which the last ones are. We actually have the build books on all of the GTs, all 4,017 or whatever that were done. So we can tell you exactly when it was built. Now, when it got out into the public, it gets a little bit tougher to find. And with our most recent GT program, I know who got the last one of those as well. It's interesting, too, because collectors will do different things. Like Jay Leno always gets VIN number 7 for some reason. I think it's 7. Maybe 12. He always gets the same VIN on his GTs and his GTDs and his other vehicles that he works with the manufacturer. So different collectors have different things that they look for. But the last is usually pretty significant. The first is always significant. And in this particular case, number 3 will be the lowest production number that Ford has ever let out.
And you guys are selling this down at the Scottsdale Fall Auction this weekend, no reserve on this. So, you know, I always, are you like me when you go to like a charity auction and they're auctioning off, you know, a trip to Tahiti? Like you've been cleared by the wife to spend maybe $150 and you know that it's going to go for like 10 to 15 grand. I love to get my hand up just to, I bid on that thing. I bid on it.
One time. My dad did on Edsel Ford's Edsel. Edsel sold off a couple of his cars, including the Edsel he owned. And my dad said, well, at least I bid on Edsel's Edsel. I didn't get it.
the vehicle, you said it comes with its build book. For the uninitiated, myself included, what's a build book?
A build book shows a daily what was happening on the car and its initials from the team that put it together. This one was built at Wixom in Michigan. And so every day, so a fender would be added. They would take a picture of the fender and initial where it had gone in. So every single aspect of the build of this car is covered in, it's thick. It's about a 2-inch thick book. And it has the initials of all the workers that worked on it, as well as images of the parts going into the car itself.
That's right.
We don't do that with every car, believe me. But with the GTs, which are spectacular, and with the new GTDs, we do have the build books so that we can track everything that was done on it.
Is it leather bound? Would it look nice on a coffee table? Like, is it? I'm guessing the people that buy these, that's not what they're buying them for. They're buying them for, you know, for other reasons, but.
They're buying it for other reasons, and the build book actually stays in the archives, and it looks like any other industrial document that, but we do scan them and we do make them available. If any GT owner from that first generation has a GT and they approach us, we will scan their build book for them. In this particular case, since we've owned the car the whole time, we're scanning it for ourselves for the auction house. This car had an interesting life. So it was in the media fleet. Different cars are tagged for different things. So this one is tagged as a driver. We could give it to the media and let them drive it. Mm-hmm. And it's actually got 8,000 miles on it. It also has an interesting story. Jeff Gilbert, the auto reporter from Detroit, was one of the first people to drive it, and he got rear-ended by a young woman who was not paying attention and looking at her radio and rear-ended a GT. So, and that's declared on the Bear Jackson auction site, by the way. So when you go to Bear Jackson, you'll see that it was involved in an accident.
It's not a lemon. Right. It's,
No.
But this is a driver. Carfax back on this thing. It's been an accident. Yeah. What the heck?
A lot of the GTs, people buy them and they put 7 miles on them and put them up and this, you know, on display. Mm-hmm. This one's been driven, and I hope whoever buys this one takes it back out on the road. I jokingly have been saying, you know, go pick up a gallon of milk in your GT.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not all you can fit in the trunk. So, you know, it's a mid-engine car and it has more of a frunk in the front than an actual trunk. So there's not a lot of space in it.
When you see those GTs out in that Gulf inspired, the orange and the blue paint, I saw one with my own eyes out in front of the Bellagio a couple of years ago. And it'll just snap your neck, turn around when it goes. Like, whoa, look at that thing. Like you've seen the pictures of it. Everyone knows those famous pictures of those Fords from Le Mans, but to see it, like a 2005, 2006 in real life, it's really an experience. It's really something. So this is a really cool vehicle. Do you have, is there a pool at the office on what the auction's going to close at when the gavel falls? Is there any guesses as to what this might garner interest wise?
We have hopes, and I don't know because we've never done this before, mm-hmm. but I follow Bring a Trailer. And if any of you listeners are car people, go follow Bring a Trailer. It's just great. You know, people are listing cars. It's like the old days when it was Auto Trader magazine, except you'll see everything from GTs to old-timey Ford Model A's on there. But the last few I've seen on Bring a Trailer have gone between 800,000 and a million. So fingers crossed for somewhere in that range.
That'd be good. That'd be pretty impressive and help, Ford with, you know, guys celebrating the 60th anniversary of the win there at Le Mans next year. So any other thoughts on this? Anything we should be looking for this weekend?
You can watch it online too. You can go to BarrettJackson.com and you can follow the auction online, or you can watch it on History TV. Check your local listings. But the Barrett Jackson Fall Spectacular, we're on Super Saturday, they're calling it. You can view it on History TV as well. So it should be interesting. I'm going to be there with Craig Jackson. He's going to have me explain the Heritage Fleet is for the attendees. I've never done a Barrett Jackson auction, but I do have a passion for the fleet.
I mean, how excited are you for that? That sounds really fun.
Well, I would be more excited, except I had a dinner party scheduled for Saturday with my wife, and so I'm having to make good with my wife on that one. But I'm excited, and I've got a passion for the fleet, and I know that the work that we're doing is good, and it's expensive to maintain these. So, Ford of England has wanted to get these cars fixed up, but no departments had the budget to be able to tackle something like that. So now we'll be able to do it. I'm actually in the process of purchasing the Mustang that was used on the Mary Tyler Moore Show to add to the fleet.
Wow.
You know, that purchase, that will come out of the sale proceeds. So every penny that we get, it's not going to Ford's bottom line. It's going to support Ford's fleet around the world.
Well, and you guys really do put the work in that, you know, to use the word provenance for something in the auto industry. Like, you could put up any Mustang and say, yeah, that's one from Mary Tyler Moore Show. I wouldn't know the difference, but you guys really do put in the work, and this is going to help advance that. And, you know, if you're really in trouble with a wife, a little orange and blue in the driveway with a bow on it at Christmas time might go a long way, as long as she doesn't see the credit card statement. You're all right.
I don't think I can clear that much room on my credit card. I'm a spectator on this one. I'll be watching other people raise their paddles.
Well, we all will too. We got Ted Ryan here on the phone from Ford. Appreciate your time as always, sir, and looking forward to see what this this number three goes for.
Thanks for having me on to spread the word, and everybody watch the auction, even if you can't bid.
Thanks a lot, Ted. You've been listening to The National Defense.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, gets a lot of interesting calls to his office when folks are ready to tackle their gutters.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.